You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Aye, it is. Welcome back to New Zealand, Chris Fowley.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good time over there in Australia?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah?
I loved it. A good field trip to the land of semi-legalisation.
Right.
In certain aspects.
How's what's the vibe over there? Good, I mean, I know you had a little run-in on your way out, but all in all,
yeah, well, this is the thing, is it did feel way more advanced than us over there, but then their impression was that we were more advanced than them, so, I don't know, I guess it's all in the reporting, that you hear, but certainly to go to a big expo where it was kind of like semi-legal. I mean, they had a big crop growing inside the expo hall, they had speakers from around the world, they had all these businesses, the grow stores.
It's kind of like an Armageddon, but for weed, basically.
Yeah. But, you know, like the grow stores are all into it and open and talking, whereas here it's all suppressed and don't mention it. And
right.
You know what I mean?
Everyone's afraid of getting the smack.
Yeah, but, you know, no water pipes, no pipes in general.
Oh, okay.
But I found out why is that these things count against you when you get snapped. So you go to this expo, right? It's all great. And then it's like, hey, let's find the most obvious person, the one that looks like, wow, they'll have some weed. Yeah, they do. Awesome. So I got some weed, right? It turns out it's really stinky weed. And I'm sitting on the train going, well, this is a bit, And get off at the train station, and there's a row of sniffer dogs at the escalators.
Like, wow.
They seriously do that over there. And there's no escape. You're on the escalators and just delivered to them. And they were just like,
slow motion.
Our dog has indicated you, sir. You know, and it was a specialized cannabis dog. That's what they're there to catch.
I wonder if they're there because of the expo.
They just went on about there is a serious drug problem here.
What's the
outcome? Yeah, I'm looking at it, mate.
Do you have to go to the big, spend a night in the big house? Are they just confiscated?
Well, you got to admit to everything and produce it and be like, hey, here it is. And then they pull out these scales and weigh it under 15 grams.
Wow.
But that includes anything you got with it. So if you have a pipe, there's no one over there has a pipe because they weigh the pipe.
What?
And if you're over 15 grams, you're done.
Oh,
right?
Just in general, let's lump it all in.
Any pipe will be over 15 grams, right? So no one over there has a pipe. And I realized that the next day.
Right.
But it's like, why didn't you tell me this?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like 13 and a half grams,
But if your pipe
out.
Doesn't have anything in it, if you haven't smoked in the pipe yet, you're safe, aren't you?
I guess if you just bought it, I don't know. They just weigh it all together. But it only applies to cannabis, doesn't apply to other things.
Mm.
The whole process was dealt with in about 15, 20 minutes. It wasn't pleasant at all. It was kind of weird that they do it because they give you this ticket and send you on. It's not even a fine. It's just like they note you all down and give you this kind of formal warning and they send you on your way.
Like, you can still go back to Australia, no problems. No.
Oh, and I made sure of that. Do I have to even mention this on a form? Like, never again. You don't have to be. Here I am mentioning it. You don't have to mention it. But, hopefully customs aren't listening. But
nice.
Well, this is actually kind of an interesting process, isn't it? If it's...
Mm.
Not that it necessarily should be dealt with like that, but it's great that it's just kind of like they confiscate it and you're on your way.
Yeah.
Rather than
absolutely
hey,
better than
jump
actually
in the
being
car and let's go down the station.
Absolutely.
Now back to New Zealand. A few things have happened recently. First off on my radar was the Peter Dunne vibe of something was made legal in a sense.
Well, he's done a couple of things lately. So one is he's changed his thing and gone, okay, everything in Class C, we put it into the Psychoactive Substances Act and therefore legalize it and regulate it.
Right.
So that's it. That's more than cannabis. That's actually like fentanyl.
Right.
I don't know if he really thought that through about anything in Class C. But I get the point. I get the drift, you know. But he did that like hours before Top released their policy. It was like a I don't know. Timing was interesting, but that's really cool, right? That's like, hey, he's been Mr. Prohibition and Mr. Bannett, and we've seen over the last few years he's kind of edged his way closer, and now he's gone, you know, I'm fully there, you know. But it seems like as long as we don't like that, we have to say he's a prick still. So
well, till I see one of those bow ties with little weed leaves on it, one of his cute little bow ties with like a weed thing, that'd be great actually. If you just do that, Peter, thanks mate. You get a thumbs up from me.
Do you think the likelihood of that actually happening?
Well, him getting a weed bow tie.
Not the weed bow tie, but the regulating everything in Class C sort of thing.
Well, the problem
would
with
they, would they have to redraw the lines? Because, I mean, if fentanyl's in there, of course they probably don't want that in there, and maybe they could move some stuff from B down to C.
Yep.
And then...
look at the psychedelics.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, so we don't want to do that ABC thing. You know, that's all that outdated way of thinking anyway, but... yeah, that was always the thought with that act, was that other things could go through it. The problem is, again, they based it on medical regulations. That's what made it next to impossible to put any... that's why nothing's gone through it. And then that was compounded by the ban on animal testing, which means you have to do the research, but you're not allowed to do the research.
Mm.
So, yeah, you would have to tweak that act, and mostly you would tweak it to allow herbs rather than synthetic pharmaceuticals, okay, which is what it was all based on, you know? And then the general framework, the general approach is good. It's just written for the wrong thing, as we all knew at the time.
Right.
You know? So, you know, that's pretty cool. But the top policy too, that takes a whole different approach. That's the Cannabis Social Club model, kind of combined with the Liquor Licensing Trust of West Auckland, kind of combined with the pokey kind of model, you know, with trusts that disperse their profits.
Giving back.
Give it all back. That's pretty cool. That's kind of similar to how they do it in Uruguay and Spain and things like that. So... that's a good one too. Really good model. It's really cool that we've got all this choice between all these parties.
Hard out.
And
hard
now,
out.
Of course, look at what's happened today. Oh, just the last
big
couple
news.
Of hours.
Shout out Julian Ann Genter, MP for Green Party. Her medical cannabis bill has just been pulled and was really only chucked in the ballot maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, it feels like.
Yeah, like last month.
I thought, she's just posted a little sort of selfie video of her just talking about the bill and how it's just a rad scenario. I thought maybe we'd just let it play. She's got some really cool points to make, so... always good to hear.
Kia ora koutou, I'm here at Parliament, and you won't believe it, but today my medicinal cannabis members bill was pulled from the ballot. It's the first time in 5.5 years of being an MP that I've been lucky enough to have one of my members' bills pulled. This means that the bill will get a first reading in Parliament. So we will have the opportunity to debate across the House whether or not or how to best ensure that sick New Zealanders are able to affordably access medicinal cannabis. And I have really high hopes that this bill will actually pass and that we will get real action after decades of waiting. Our drug laws are horribly out of date. They were never evidence-based in the first place. In the 1930s, there were pharmacists and doctors prescribing medicinal cannabis here in New Zealand, and there weren't any problems or harms associated with its use. But in the 1950s, New Zealand was put under pressure by the World Health Organization, which was being pushed by a very ideological bureaucrat from the States, to make cannabis illegal, even medicinal use of cannabis. Now, I'd like to see full drug law reform, but I do believe that the people here in New Zealand who are sick, who could really benefit from medicinal cannabis right now, shouldn't have to wait any longer. And I'm confident that we can get support across the House to legalize the medicinal use of cannabis. This just makes sense. It's time for New Zealand to catch up with the rest of the world. Sign the petition to show your support for my bill. I'll put it in the comments.
Right on.
Right on.
What a righteous lady.
Yeah.
You got my vote.
Right.
That buzzed me out when I heard it was prescribed back in the 40s and 50s in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Asthma cigarettes.
Man, that's heavy.
And of course, Mother Auber, who's going to be our first saint, right? Going through that process through the church.
I don't know. What?
Suzanne Auber, who ran the Jerusalem and did all the traditional medicines and things.
So, cool, it's flying over my head. I don't know.
She's said to be the first person to have grown it here. Yeah.
So what is the process now? They've pulled it out, the thing. Most people in Parliament are going, oh, fuck. And now they have to talk about it?
A bit of that, yep.
Do you think it's been pulled because it's kind of a popular issue at the moment?
No, it's all lucky dip.
You sure it's not
we
like
have
a
well, we're, nobody's sure about the government in any facet at all, John, but they say, yep, it's a lucky dip scenario. But the Greens apparently have fantastic luck with
their
bills.
They do seem to have this great track record of their bills being pulled.
So what is the process now?
So it's first reading, so that comes down to they have like a members day once a month or something, so it can take a while even to get there to its first reading, but hopefully not. Hopefully, you know,
this might be
like
some Parliament TV I actually want to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
you know, hopefully they'll get it up on the agenda pretty quick because it is so topical and people do want to talk about it.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of cross-party support for this now. And this is kind of taking the opposite approach to Dunn, and it won't change what the approach Dunn is taking, where you pharmaceuticalize things and make it into, you know, pure kind of pills and things that are very expensive but the doctors love prescribing, you know.
Right.
You can still have that. This is another way that can be done in tandem with that, which is to let patients grow their own or nominate people to do that for them.
Right on. I think that has to happen really fast because we don't want to be outsourcing something we can grow really well in this country. I mean, I've travelled around and we got good DAC, John. We got the good DAC, mate. Don't just grin. We do.
I believe you.
We're up there.
I believe you.
Hey,
we're
no, we've been avoiding the elephant on the table. You bought some lovely snacks, mate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are some hemp foods. Yeah, they're not. I was quite inspired by this expo, right? You go there and they got the same rules as us, but they're just like, screw it. They got like hemp ice cream and hemp
sauce, potato,
right?
Salad,
smoothies,
hemp cocktail.
All of it.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we go in? What do you got there?
I'm going to go into the balls.
So that's some like hempless balls. This is not like the weedy side, right? This is the hemp side.
Does anybody want... Here,
hemp
Bridge comes flying
and
in, mate.
Some hemp protein powder.
These... Are you selling these up at the hemp store?
Sure are.
Yeah,
here you go. Get on there.
Do these make you stoned, or do they just got hemp in it?
Just hemp.
Sigrid's just asking if she will.
Yeah. But we're paving the way. No, we would never spike you.
Nobody. That's a
that
bad
is,
buzz.
That is so bad.
Yeah, actually, anybody out there, don't be nice to your mates. Okay.
Just got to check. No peanuts.
This is peanuts. This one, peanut butter. This one's like raspberry, cashew, almond, coconut.
Oh, wow. I'm having a chocolate ball right now, and it's absolutely delicious.
Dairy.
John, want to go?
Dairy-free, vegan.
No way.
The whole lot.
Am I going to see God immediately,
that's
or does it take...
I just hear the sound of eating.
We should probably skedaddle out of here. And thanks so much for coming in, Chris. Always a pleasure.
If people want to come and try these, they can find someone at the hemp store on K-Road.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, sure.
Yep.
Right.
Why is this mental?
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.